A Temple-Motivated People by President Howard W. Hunter, 14th President of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The temple is the great symbol of our membership. What a glorious thing it is for us to have the privilege of going to the temple for our own blessings. Then, after going to the temple for our own blessings, what a glorious privilege to do the work for those who have gone on before us. This aspect of temple work is an unselfish work. Yet, whenever we do temple work for other people, there is a blessing that comes back to us. Thus, it should be no surprise to us that the Lord does desire that His people be a temple-motivated people. It is the Lord Himself who, in His revelations to us, has made the temple the great symbol for members of the church. Think of the attitudes and righteous behaviors that the Lord pointed us toward in the counsel He gave to the Kirtland saints through the prophet Joseph Smith, as they were preparing to build a temple. This counsel is still applicable. Organize yourselves, prepare every needful thing, and establish a house, even a house of prayer, a house of fasting, a house of faith, a house of learning, a house of glory, a house of order, a house of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 119. Are these attitudes and behaviors indeed reflective of what each of us desires and seeks to be? All of our efforts in the church lead to the Holy Temple. All of our efforts in proclaiming the gospel, perfecting the saints, and redeeming the dead lead to the Holy Temple. This is because the temple ordinances are absolutely crucial. We cannot return to God's presence without them. Truly, the Lord desires that His people be a temple-motivated people. It would be the deepest desire of my heart to have every member of the church be temple-worthy. I would hope that every adult member would be worthy of and carry a current temple recommend, even if proximity to a temple does not allow immediate or frequent use of it. The temple is holy unto the Lord. It should be holy unto us. Let us be a temple-attending and a temple-loving people. Let us hasten to the temple as frequently as time and means and personal circumstances allow. Let us go not only for our kindred dead, but let us also go for the personal blessing of temple worship, for the sanctity and safety which is provided within those hallowed and consecrated walls. The temple is a place of beauty. It is a place of revelation. It is a place of peace. It is the house of the Lord. It is holy unto the Lord. It should be holy unto us. Let us share with our children the spiritual feelings we have in the temple, and let us teach them more earnestly and more comfortably the things we can appropriately say about the purposes of the house of the Lord. Keep a picture of a temple in your home that your children may see it. Teach them about the purposes of the house of the Lord. Have them plan from their earliest years to go there and to remain worthy of that blessing. It is pleasing to the Lord when we go worthily to the temple. It is pleasing to the Lord for our youth to worthily go to the temple and perform vicarious baptisms for those who did not have the opportunity to be baptized in life. It is pleasing to the Lord when we worthily go to the temple to personally make our own covenants with Him and to be sealed as couples and as families. And it is pleasing to the Lord when we worthily go to the temple to perform these same saving ordinances for those who have died, many of whom eagerly await the completion of these ordinances in their behalf. To have the temple indeed be a symbol unto us, we must desire it to be so. We must live worthy to enter the temple. We must keep the commandments of our Lord. If we can pattern our life after the Master and take His teaching and example as the supreme pattern for our own, we will not find it difficult to be temple-worthy, to be consistent and loyal in every walk of life, for we will be committed to a single sacred standard of conduct and belief. Whether at home or in the marketplace, whether at school or long after school is behind us, whether we are acting totally alone or in concert with a host of other people, our course will be clear and our standards will be obvious. The ability to stand by one's principles, to live with integrity and faith according to one's belief, that is what matters. That devotion to true principle in our individual lives, in our homes and families, and in all places that we meet and influence other people, that devotion is what God is ultimately requesting of us. It requires commitment, whole-souled, deeply held, eternally cherished commitment to the principles we know to be true in the commandments God has given. If we will be true and faithful to the Lord's principles, then we will always be temple-worthy, and the Lord and His holy temples will be the great symbols of our discipleship with Him. End of the article, A Temple-Motivated People, by President Howard W. Hunter.